Dear Mr. Chair, I'm delivering this statement on behalf of the Irish Coalition for Business and Human Rights, TROCRA, Oxfam Ireland, Christian Aid Ireland, the Irish Congress for Trade Unions, and our other members. Our coalition is encouraged that the EU is increasing its engagement on this year's session based on the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive. However, we are deeply disappointed that 8 years into this process, the EU has still failed to develop a formal position on the UN treaty and has not secured a mandate to negotiate. Ireland has also maintained a disappointing, lukewarm position on the treaty. If regions legislate in an uncoordinated way and come up with diverging standards of conduct for companies, this could lead to an uneven patchwork of rules worldwide, creating a more complex situation, new loopholes for companies to escape responsibility and regulatory uncertainty. But most importantly, it will not protect people and the planet from human rights and environmental harms. Furthermore, while the CSDD directive has yet to be finalised by EU institutions, the European Commission's draft contains significant shortcomings. For example, it will cover only 1% of EU businesses and their value chains, and barriers to access to justice remain unaddressed. A UN treaty could fill one of the major gaps left by the EU directive on access to justice for remedies by setting international standards on applicable law in Article 9, which is a major barrier for communities who seek justice through transnational court cases against companies. It is important that the victim has a choice regarding jurisdiction that will hear their case, and as such, the LBI should explicitly offer them a choice, the choice of jurisdiction. This is by no means to suggest that the EU's directive should not provide full access to justice, but it is to state that the UN treaty should act as a robust extra level of protection internationally. Thank you, Chair.